Toilet problems. What are these toilet problems? Some children, or most commonly, they wet themselves at night. This is called bed wetting. Some children, they actually wet themselves during the day. So this is called daytime wetting. And some children, they actually have a problem with their bowels, that they may actually be soiling themselves. This is a word used in English, that when you lose control of your bowels and you will actually dirty your pants. Basically, these are the sort of three areas which we are going to look at and go into the management of these problems. What happens, why it happens, what can be done to help. Usually there is a normal expectation that between the age of 3 to 5, the child will learn to keep them dry during the night time. Beyond the age of 6 years, if they are not keeping them dry, they are wetting their bed, this in medical terms will be classed as bed wetting.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله It's the saying of the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم Whoever recites once durood upon me, salawat upon me, Allah تبارك وتعالى showers 10 mercies upon that person. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم Let's make a few good intentions. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, there is the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم نية المؤمن خير من عمله My Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnah Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Markatum Al-Aliya who is also a scholar of Niyya Alim Niyyat He has given us a mindset that whatever you are doing, if it is permissible, jais, and a good work, always remember to make good intentions. And so that's why I would like to remind myself and Dr. Saab and to the viewers of Madani Channel, let's make few good intentions. Inshallah, we will be doing this silsila for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The main intention is that we could provide some sort of useful information to the viewers of Madani Channel, which would benefit them. With an intention, definitely, if you help the Muslim Ummah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, it's a rewarding act. So, hum inshallah, ummat ki khair khahi ke liye is silsile ko lekar aaye hain. Achhi achhi niyaton ke saath, aaj ki information, agar aap shuru se end tak hamare saath rahenge, to aapko bahut zyada karamand hogi, faydamand hogi. Ab hum aate hain, sir, iski implications socially or psychologically jo impacts aate hain bachchon ki zindagi ke upar, اور پیرنٹس کے اوپر بھی جو کہ کیئرز ہوتے ہیں ان کے اوپر بھی کیونکہ جب ان کا بچہ جب اس طریقے سے نارمل بچوں کی طرح کنٹرول نہیں کر پا رہا اور ایک سرٹن ایج کو کراس کر گیا ہے اینڈ یٹ ہی از فیسنگ سم سارٹ آف پرابلمز اینڈ ایشوز اینڈ اٹ از کوائٹ امبیرسنگ فار دی پیرنٹس اٹس کوائٹ امبیرسنگ سم ٹائم فار دی چلڈرن اٹ سیلف کہ وہ بھی سمجھتے ہیں کہ یار ہم کیوں اس چیز کے اندر مبتلا ہے اینڈ اسپیشلی ول کم بیک to the point when when these kids they go to sleep over nights to other houses to other relatives theek hai jab unke ghar jaate honge wahan rehte honge aur wahan ye issues hote honge so they would feel quite embarrassment aur ya kabhi trips pe jaate honge kabhi school ki taraf se ya bahar kahin pe jo hai unko jana hota hoga to wahan pe issues aa sakte hain to iske hawale se jo social impacts jo psychologically because mental health matters and it does matter iske hawale se jo issues aate hain wo zara please explain kijiye
basically this was one of the two main reasons why I have chosen this topic a physical health problem but in mental health matters that the psychological impact both on the child and his family and parents is significant the parents are naturally going to shout at the child that why have you wet the bed and so forth and clearly this is going to affect the self esteem of the child the child may feel inadequate he will lack confidence he will become anxious and he will blame himself and he will feel that he is doing something when this is not a deliberate problem the whole definition of this is involuntary the child has no control over it so he's not doing deliberately so the parents should actually be very careful in this that they cannot blame the child so Usually they do get blamed It affects their self-esteem, confidence. They may become anxious. This will actually worsen their problem than actually sorting it out. The other impact on the child will be, basically, they will feel inadequate at school as well. They will, like you mentioned, sleepovers and holidays, they become a problem. I mean, usually children have here in Western countries, I don't know about, Pakistan or other countries, but here in Western countries, usually children have this desire to have sleepovers. They spend a night with other family members and the other children of the family. And they have it is a part and parcel of growing up and developing, friendships and relationships. Obviously, we have to bear in mind all the teachings of Islam, and it has to be according to the age and so forth. And sadly, parents have to be very careful about this, because these sleepovers can lead to a lot of problems. So they miss on sleepovers, they miss on holidays. Because the parents will say that this is going to be a problem in holidays as well. So you can imagine the impact of this on the child. So this was the impact on the child. Ke bacche ke upar iske kya asraat murattab hote hain? Ke jaise humne kaha ki amuman jo bachcha bed karega, parents jo hai fitri taur par usko shout karenge. Usko blame bhi kar sakte hain. Halanki blame bilkul nahi karna chahiye parents ko. Ye koi jaan boojh ke bachcha nahi kar raha. جان بوجھ کے یہ بچہ نہیں کر رہا, اس کی تعریف یہی ہے کہ اس کو اس کا کنٹرول ہی نہیں ہے, انوالنٹری ہے کہ بچے کا اختیار ہی نہیں ہے. ہاں جہاں کوئی بیہیویئر پرابلم ہے اور وہ شرارت ایسی کر رہا ہے,
یہاں پہ پرابلم یہ ہوتا ہے کہ ہمارے پاس اویئرنیس نہیں ہے, انفارمیشن نہیں ہے, ہمیں نالج نہیں ہے. ہم سمجھتے ہیں کہ جس طریقے سے بچے فطرتی طور پر ڈیولپ ہوتے ہیں, when they are developing they should do start learning these issues according to their age. اور کچھ بسا اوقات ماں باپ جو ہے جو بچوں کو جن کے اور بھی بچے ہوں انہوں نے پالا ہوتا ہے, انہیں پتا ہوتا ہے کہ نارمل ایج میں بچہ یہ کرتا ہے, یا دادا دادی بتاتے ہیں کہ نہیں یار اتنی ایج میں تو اس کو یہ سیکھ لینا چاہیے, اتنی ایج میں تو اس کو بستر گیلا نہیں کرنا چاہیے, آپ کا بچہ ابھی تک نہیں کر رہا. لیکن آپ نے بڑی اچھی توجہ دلائی ہے, اٹس ویری امپورٹنٹ پوائنٹ یو ریز, دس از ناٹ انٹینشنل, یہ وہ جان بوجھ کے نہیں کر رہے. یہ اس چیز کو ہمیں سمجھنا ہے, اور یہی انفارمیشن الحمد للہ ہم اس پلیٹ فارم سے دینا چاہتے ہیں مدنی چینل کے ناظرین کو. And across the globe, we would like to bring this awareness, try to understand the issues with your children in their growth. If they are wetting their beds, it's not deliberate, it's not intentional. When you will understand this issue, and inshallah, the social impacts or psychological impacts will definitely minimize. یہی کہنا چاہ رہے ہیں آپ؟
جی جی بالکل. یہ تو بچے کے حوالے سے سائیکولوجیکل امپیکٹ کلیئرلی, اس کا کانفیڈنس افیکٹ ہوگا, اس کی جو ہے وہ سیلف اسٹیم افیکٹ ہوگی, اس کا ریلیشن شپ پر اثر پڑے گا, ظاہر ہے کہ ماں باپ کے ساتھ بھی اس کا ریلیشن شپ جو ہے وہ افیکٹ ہوگا. ناؤ کمنگ ٹو دا سائیکولوجیکل امپیکٹ آن دا پیرنٹس, آن دا کیئرز, آن دا فیملی ممبرز. وین دا چائلڈ ویٹس ہز بیڈ, دا فرسٹ ریسپانس از دا پیرنٹس فیل ریسپانسیبل فار اٹ, that they've actually not trained him appropriately. Mother may actually feel the blame for it. The father may blame the mother that you've not actually trained this child. Mm-hmm. And the parents actually feel inadequate. And this inadequacy can be quite difficult to deal with, that we have actually failed in one of our duties. It's a developmental milestone that the parents were responsible to make sure that their child achieves, and they should have actually given this training to him. So they feel inadequate. This is a big impact on the parents. Secondly, they feel that it's only their child who is wetting the bed, because they don't talk about it. It's a taboo, it's a stigma. So parents generally don't talk about it. They will try to hide it because of this fear of being blamed, that you are deficient in training your child. So basically, parents will be on their own within this problem. So in addition to feeling inadequate, they may not seek the help. They may not tell their family members or friends about it. And this actually, when you are on your own, it makes it very difficult to deal with this. Or psychological impact ke hawale se, zahir hai ke parents pe bhi iska psychological impact padta hai. Sabse pehle to والدین اپنے آپ کو بلیم کرنا شروع کر دیتے ہیں کہ یہ ایک بچے کی تربیت کا وہ حصہ تھا کہ جو پیرنٹس نے اس کو یہ تربیت دینی تھی اور یہ جو ہے اس میں ناکام رہے ہیں, تو وہ اپنے آپ کو بلیم کریں گے کہ بھائی ہم میں کمی ہے, ہم میں کمزوری ہے, ہماری وجہ سے جو ہے نا یہ بچہ جو ہے وہ بیچارہ پوٹی ٹرین نہیں کر پایا. پھر یہ ہے کہ پیرنٹس سمجھتے ہیں کہ یہ ہمارے ہی بچے کے ساتھ پرابلم ہے, کیونکہ عموماً لوگ اس کو ڈسکس نہیں کرتے, کیونکہ یعنی کہ شرمندگی کا سامنا کرنا پڑتا ہے. تو یوں جو ہے یہ جو پھر پرابلم اوروں کے ساتھ بھی ہوتی ہے لیکن ڈسکس کوئی نہیں کرتا. تو اب یہ جو پھر اپنے طور پر ہوتا ہے نا کہ ہم اکیلے ہی ہیں, تو یہ پرابلم کو فیس کرنے میں ورس مشکلات پیش کر دیں.
بچہ الگ سائیکولوجیکل ایشوز کا شکار, پیرنٹس الگ سائیکولوجیکل ایشوز کا شکار,
دونوں کا آپس میں ریلیشن شپ افیکٹڈ. اب اس ریلیشن شپ کی وجہ سے اسکول پہ امپیکٹ, وہ فرینڈ بےچارا نہیں بنا سکے گا یا دیگر جو بھی اس کے ہیں. تو بہت سارے یعنی یہ ایک سائیکولوجیکل امپیکٹ پیرنٹس پر اور بچوں پر, یہ ایک ریزن تھا کہ جس کی وجہ سے ہم اس سلسلے کو مطلب مینٹل ہیلتھ میٹرز میں لیا.
لیکن اس کی ڈاکٹر صاحب بات جو مین وجہ سامنے ہی آئی ہے کہ اگر اتنی بھی سمجھ آ جائے آج کے اس پروگرام کی توسط سے, ہم یہ انفارمیشن دینے میں کامیاب ہو جائیں کہ پیرنٹس بھی سمجھیں کہ یہ بچے کا قصور نہیں ہے. جب یہ سمجھ لیں گے تو پھر نہ وہ ایمبیرسمنٹ فیل کریں گے, وہ پھر اس کو حل کرنا.
بچے کا بھی قصور نہیں اور پیرنٹس کا بھی
قصور نہیں ہے, کہ ان کی تربیت میں بھی کوئی کمی نہیں ہے. یہ تو کوئی فزیکل پرابلم ہے, یا تو اس کو ایڈریس کیا جائے, ڈاکٹر سے ایڈوائس سیکھ کی جائے, اس فزیکل ایشو کو حل کیا جائے. Also, we have discussed in detail regarding the bed wetting at night. Ab iski treatment options kya available hai? What are the options available to treat this issue?
First of all, if you find that your child is wetting the bed, first of all, please go to the doctor. Right. Because there could be a physical reason for this. That's the first thing that parents need to do. Rule out a physical cause for this. Because if there is a physical cause, no matter how hard you try, you will not resolve this problem. So the first thing on the list is ruling out the physical cause for it. If the bladder is overactive, if there is a problem with the constipation, if there is an infection problem, if for example there are other, you know, rare problems can happen, they need to be actually sorted out first. So first and foremost part of treatment is please go to your doctor. He will then, if there is a need, he will refer to the urologist. Sometimes, if there is a problem with the bladder is overactive and it is actually, what we call is overactive bladder, then there are medications for this. Sometimes, I actually forgot to mention that there is actually a hormone that is responsible for production of the urine. And it is possible that those hormone levels may be disturbed, in which case that you require further investigations and treatment for that particular hormone. So first and foremost, parents must go to see their family doctors and make sure that there is no physical cause that needs addressing. Once that's been given clear, obviously then it will be looked into. The physical causes may be problem with the bladder itself, in which case the urologist will need to be consulted. So, specialist in bladder problem management. And if the bladder is okay and there's no problem, then the other physical causes may be infection, constipation, and they need to be addressed. Or if there is a fever or child has got another physical health problem, they need to be addressed because they could be causing this bed wetting. Now, if all this is done, we now then come to secondary causes, because this is where the psychological theories come into contact. We will assume that there is another psychological trauma, whether it is in terms of bullying, whether it is in terms of house move, whether it is in terms of arrival of a new baby, whether it is in terms of other sort of like problems that have happened that actually have caused this. So here you will try to address the problem as well, but also help the child. For example, before I mention that, if your child is fluid management is very important part of this as well. We'll come to the psychological management shortly. Fluid management. Usually, 1 hour before the bed, your child shouldn't have any drinks. If they are thirsty, give them a sip. But sometimes children may develop this habit that they are drinking a lot of fluids, and especially fizzy drinks. Fizzy drinks have actually got caffeine in it, And caffeine is a diuretic. It actually produces more urine. So it stimulates the production of urine. So particularly the children should not be having, I think fizzy drinks should be out of their diet, right. If out of diet, better. But most importantly, children who wet their bed, parents make sure that they are not having fizzy drinks. Secondly, at least 1 to 2 hours before they go to bed, restrict their fluid intake. And inshallah, in many cases, because there is a lot of fluid in the body and the kidneys are trying to get rid of, the more you drink, the more your kidneys will produce urine. But it is also very important that, you know, I don't want parents to say, you know, if he's having problem of passing urine, I won't actually give him drinks from 6 p.m., 4 hours before bed. No, please don't do that. Children can get dehydrated as well. So everything has to be within a reason. Again, the doctor that they will see, the GP they will see, they will be able to guide them in better way. But generally speaking, fluid management is another big part of managing bed wetting. Then, obviously, now if you feel the child is anxious or there are other problems and now you want to manage this problem, this is the second reason why I chose this topic. If it is a behavioral problem, then what you need to do is, or a significant management, if the physical problems are not there, the significant management will come from psychological support, psychological input. So how you can help your child not drink too much and not have fizzy drinks? You will need a lot of help in this because children love fizzy drinks. Children develop habits. So you need to break these habits. What you can do to them is that set goals. That, for example, they go to bed at 9 o'clock. Say that if today or over the next week or so, you don't drink anything after 8:30 and give a half an hour break, you will get a star. And if you keep doing it every day, you will keep getting a star. And if you get 12 stars, we will give you a reward. Giving a star is a reward. That's fluid management. And then next week you can say, okay, if they achieve all these 7 stars, you can say, okay, you get a reward. If next week you can say, now from 8 o'clock onwards, you're not going to have much to drink. And again, another week you can use this star system. This is what we call as upfront conditioning. You are actually rewarding a good behavior. And slowly this good behavior will develop. This is one part. Secondly, what you can do is, if your child is sleep is the problem, then what you can do is you can wake your child up. Usually there will be a time around 11 o'clock or midnight that when they wet their bed. So either you can wake the child up couple of hours after the sleep, or when you know they normally wet their bed. So just before that, wake them up, take them to the toilet. Make sure that they empty their bladder. And when they do empty their bladder, sometimes children may just do it in a hurry. And they may not fully empty their bladder. Make sure the child sits on the toilet and tries to empty their bladder a couple of times so that the bladder is fully empty. Then at night time, wake them up. If the child is of greater age, they can set an alarm clock to wake themselves up before they wet their bed. Now, if they have a dry night, you give them another star. You praise them. You say to them, well done. So you are rewarding them on their achievements. You are not nagging them.
Blaming them.
Now, rather than nagging them on a wet night, if they have an accident, say, don't worry. It will happen. They're not suddenly or immediately going to start having dry nights. It will take weeks to months. So you can use these reward mechanisms in between to encourage this good behavior in terms of fluid management, in terms of dry nights. Then also you will address if there is bullying, emotional abuse, physical abuse, either at school, madrasa, or other, you know, sometimes children can have actually these, they develop these little relationships and then they fight in between, and sometimes it can actually hurt the feelings of others. So try to have that relationship with your child where they feel open to discuss their problems with you. So you can actually address those as well.
And you can also ask them
one of the ways that you have to change your bed sheets yourself. I think this will also help them to understand this issue and to further tackle it.
This is a punishment. It's another method of actually changing your behavior. Now, you know, it depends on, you know, what you want to do. Personally speaking and ideally, this form of, you know, system where you punish the child for the bad behavior, it doesn't really work. I think the best way is to praise them for the dry nights, because that's what you want to have. Rather than saying to them, you need to actually wash the bed or the bedclothes or change the bed sheets yourself. So it will actually psychologically have a negative impact on the child. Management ke hawale se jo hai, yani ke psychologically, ye ek dusra aur main reason tha ke jiski wajah se maine physical health problem ko mental health issues mein liya. Sabse pehle to management ka yahi hai ke wo sabse pehle apne doctor ke paas jaye, kyunki sabse pehli jo cheez humne rule out karni hai ki physical problem to nahi hai, bladder ke sath koi masla to nahi hai. Bladder baaz dafa hyperactive hota hai aur wo contract ho jata hai. अगर ब्लैडर के साथ प्रॉब्लम है तो ये यूरोलॉजिस्ट जो होता है स्पेशलिस्ट ब्लैडर के प्रॉब्लम्स का, वो बच्चे को असेस करेगा. और बाज दफा ये भी होता है कि उनको फिर दवाई की जरूरत होती है. अब अगर ब्लैडर के साथ प्रॉब्लम है, आप जितने मर्जी साइकोलॉजिकल वो यूज कर लो, बच्चा नहीं जो है वो ड्राई नाइट्स करेगा. बाज दफा एक हार्मोन भी होता है कि जिसकी कमी की वजह से जो है वो बच्चा क्या करता है कि मतलब ज्यादा यूरिन बनाता है. तो अब ये दो चीजें बहुत जरूरी हैं कि सबसे पहले डॉक्टर जो है वो इनके साथ डील करे. अब अगर जब पता चल गया कि ये प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, ना ब्लैडर के साथ प्रॉब्लम है ना हार्मोन की प्रॉब्लम है, तो अब जो है वो सेकेंडरी कॉजेज पे बंदा आता है. सबसे पहले क्या है, फ्लूइड मैनेजमेंट, यानी कि पानी का इस्तेमाल या ड्रिंक्स, सोने से पहले मशरूबात. तो अब असल में होना ये चाहिए कि सोने से एक घंटा पहले बच्चा यानी कि पानी वगैरह या ना पिए. ये जो फिजी ड्रिंक्स होते हैं ये तो मतलब बच्चों की डाइट से अगर निकाल दिए जाए तो ज्यादा फायदा होगा, लेकिन मेक श्योर करना है कि फिजी ड्रिंक्स या एक घंटा पहले यानी कि बेड में जाने से, मतलब मिसाल के तौर पर 9 बजे बच्चा सोता है, 8 बजे के बाद कोशिश करें कि अगर वो पानी वगैरह या कोई मशरूब ना पिए. अगर वो पीना चाहता है तो बाज दफा ये होता है कि भाई उसको आप थोड़ा सा दे दें. बाज वालिदैन सोने से पहले जो है ना दूध वगैरह देते हैं. अगर तो आपके बच्चे के साथ बेड वेटिंग का प्रॉब्लम नहीं है और वो हो गया तो आप नो प्रॉब्लम, आप कर सकते हैं. बच्चा खुद ही उठ के टॉयलेट में चला जाएगा उसको जब हाजत होगी. लेकिन जिनके साथ प्रॉब्लम है तो उनको अगर आप दूध भी देना चाहते हैं तो 1-2 घंटा पहले आप दे दें, क्योंकि जितना खून के अंदर पानी और ये लिक्विड होगा उतना गुर्दे जो है वो पेशाब बनाएंगे. अच्छा, ये तो हुआ कि फ्लूइड मैनेजमेंट. अब इसमें साइकोलॉजी का क्या रोल है? दो चीजें कि अगर वो जैसे आपने कहा मिसाल के तौर पर पूरा 1 हफ्ता आप ये उनको कहें कि भाई मिसाल के तौर पर 9 बजे अगर वो बेड पे जाते हैं ना तो अब 8:30 के बाद आपने पानी नहीं पीना, मशरूब नहीं लेना, और अगर उन्होंने नहीं लिया तो उनको 1 स्टार दें, दूसरे दिन 2 स्टार दें. अब जब ये करे तो 7 स्टार हो गए, क्योंकि अगर पूरी वीक आपने 8:30 के बाद 9 बजे अगर आधा घंटा सोने से पहले अगर आपने मशरूब नहीं पिया तो अगर 7 स्टार हो गए, हम आपको कोई तोहफा देंगे, कोई रिवॉर्ड देंगे. अब बच्चा जो है ना ये कोशिश करके ऑटोमेटिकली इस तरफ आएगा, क्योंकि बच्चों की आदत होती है फिजी ड्रिंक्स पीना, ये करना वो करना. तो ये एक साइकोलॉजिकल टेक्निक है. अब इसी तरह एक तो ये हुआ कि फ्लूइड मैनेजमेंट, फ्लूइड रिस्ट्रिक्शन. दूसरा हो गया अगर इन्होंने जो है वो ड्राई नाइट इनकी हुई है, इस पे इनको स्टार दे. जरूरी नहीं है कि एवरी नाइट ड्राई नाइट हो, एक्सीडेंट तो होगा, सडनली तो खत्म नहीं हो जाएगी प्रॉब्लम, हफ्ते महीने लग सकते हैं. तो जब ये ड्राई नाइट करें तो इनको स्टार दिया जाए, इनको एनकरेज किया जाए, इनको शाबाश दी जाए. तो यूं ड्राई नाइट्स के भी स्टार शुरू हो जाए, उस पर भी इनको कहें कि जब भी आपने 7 नाइट्स ड्राई कर ली, चाहे 2 हफ्ते में हो, 3 हफ्ते में हो, आपको फिर कोई ना कुछ रिवॉर्ड मिलेगा. अच्छा, बाज दफा एक और तरीका है सिखाने का कि आप पनिश करें बच्चे को कि बच्चे ने बेड वेट की, आप कहें भाई अब आपने चादर भी धोनी है, चादर भी बदलनी है, तो جو بھی جو ہے وہ آپ نے خود صفائی کرنی ہے. یہ تھوڑا منفی طریقہ ہے تربیت کرنے کا, کیونکہ اس سے آپ کو دیر لگے گی, آپ کا ریلیشن شپ بھی افیکٹ ہوگا. اگین بچہ وہ کہے گا یار میری تو میں تو یہ جان بوجھ کے کر نہیں رہا تو پھر کیوں مجھے پنش کیا جا رہا ہے. تو بہرحال یہ میں پرسنلی ایڈوائز یہ ہوگی کہ ایسی مطلب ان کو شیٹس دھونے سے مطلب نہ مجبور کیا جائے, انہیں پوزیٹیو بیہیویئر کی طرف لایا جائے, سٹار دے کر ریوارڈ کیا جائے. جب وہ فلوئڈ اگلے ہفتے آپ یہ کہہ سکتے ہیں کہ بھائی اب 8 بجے سونے سے 1 گھنٹہ پہلے آپ نے نہیں ڈرنک پینا, تو اب وہ اس پہ کر رہے ہیں, تو یوں یہ پوزیٹیو ری انفورسمنٹ اس کو بولتے ہیں. تو اس سے انشاءاللہ بہت جلدی آپ کا بچہ یہ چیزیں جو ہے وہ کرنا شروع کر دے گا. اب اس کے ساتھ پھر اب آ جاتے ہیں کہ اگر یعنی کہ ڈاکٹر نے ڈائگنوز کیا کہ کوئی انفیکشن ہے, قبضی ہے, کانسٹیپیشن ہے, یورین انفیکشن ہے, ظاہر ہے کہ ان کا بھی علاج ہوگا تو پرابلم بھی ریزولو ہو جائے گی. اب پھر یہ ہے کہ اگر اب سائیکولوجیکل پرابلمز ہیں جیسے بولنگ ہو گئی یا ہاؤس موو ہوا یا جو ہے وہ بیبی دوسرا آیا, تو اب یہ بیہیویئر مینجمنٹ کے حوالے سے پھر آپ سائیکولوجیکل ٹیکنیکس جو ہے وہ یوز کر سکتے ہیں اور اس سے انشاءاللہ عزوجل بہت زیادہ فائدہ ہوگا. اچھا اب یہ بھی آپ کر سکتے ہیں کہ جیسے مثال کے طور پر آپ کو پتا ہے کہ بچہ عموماً رات کے 12 بجے کے قریب بیڈ ویٹ کرتا ہے کیونکہ جاگ نہیں سکتا, تو ایسے میں پیرنٹس اگر چھوٹی عمر کا بچہ ہے تو خود ان کو جگا لیں, مطلب 5 سال کا ہے یا 6 کا ہے تو خود ان کو 12 بجے سے پہلے آدھا گھنٹہ جگا کے ٹوائلٹ پر لے جائیں اور ان کو پیشاب کروائیں. اور اس میں یہ بھی ضروری خیال رکھیں کہ بعض دفعہ بچہ جب جو ہے نا وہ رات کو ٹوائلٹ میں جاتا ہے نا سونے سے پہلے تو جلدی جلدی کر کے نکل آتا ہے, پوری طرح سے اپنا مثانہ خالی نہیں کرتا, تو بچے کو کہا جائے کہ بھئی آپ بیٹھے 2-3 مرتبہ کوشش کریں اپنا مثانہ جو ہے وہ اس کو آپ خالی کریں, ایمٹی کریں, اچھے طریقے سے پیشاب کریں آرام کے ساتھ اور ٹائم لے کر, تو یوں جو ہے وہ مطلب جلدی جلدی نہ کیا جائے تو اس سے بھی انشاءاللہ عزوجل کافی فرق پڑے گا. May Allah